is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Follow me and find contentment. Follow me to rippling streams. Find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And we got Mario on the boards, me on the air, and a way over jam-packed show. I gotta learn how to do this better. It's only been 28 years, but oh my goodness gracious, we've got a lot of stuff going on today's show that we gotta have to get to. And really, I'm not kidding. We got a ton of things going on. On today's show, we've got Mike Lyons, who's gonna be coming on. We gotta connect him into the newsroom because he's gonna be our hot news report this morning. They've got a great thing coming up in a couple of weeks with the SCI. Stands for Safari Club International, but it's not safari. It's not all big game safari. It's so they do so much for the community. You have no idea, and the outdoors and kids programs, and they run a dinner for the Great Lakes Naval. All the recruits that are there around Christmas time, they'll have 300 people plus for dinner. They do a tremendous amount of effort in the name of conservation. That's a great organization. We'll hear from them. We're also going to talk to Maria Pickle from Constellation. They're the clean energy people, and their Fish for a Cure charity fishing event. This is an event that I've been doing for a long time, and I do mean a long time. And we started 25 years ago, and we've raised over $1,200,000 for charity. Constellation pays all the expenses for everything, including a $10,000 guaranteed. Top 10 place winners. First place wins $4,000. Not a bad afternoon, boys and girls. So we're going out. We're going to be live remote next weekend. That's right. Next Saturday. I know it's Easter Saturday, but come on, we can go fishing on Easter Saturday. But we're going to be out there having a great time doing a whole lot of stuff. I'm really, really, really excited about that. And then, we've got just tons of stuff that we're trying to put together for everybody in the great outdoors this weekend. We're going to have a fishing report later on in today's show. We've got Ron Nelson, who's going to be in the MLF fishing tournament. That's right, the MLF fishing tournament, and it's the Red Crest down in Springfield, Missouri, in about 15 days. I'll be at that event also. So Chauncey's on the road again. We're going to have to get that tune. Mario will have to play it for us sometime. But we got tons of stuff going on, tons of stuff getting excited for everybody to do things. And you know what? I'm getting the high sign from Mario. He says, better get to the newsroom. There's somebody waiting for us. So let's go. Well, we got some important information here that we want to get out to the public. And on the line with me right now is Mike Lyons from where? Safari Club International, also known as SCI. Mike, how you doing, my friend?
Good, Chauncey. Good to be back with you.
Yes. Now, my friend, tell me what's going on April 18th.
April 18th will be our 54th annual fundraiser and banquet. It'll be at the Medina Shriners Banquets in Addison, Illinois.
Okay. And I went to this, I think about 15 years ago, it was the first time I went to one. And if you are a fisherman, if you are a hunter, if you are a recreational shooter, if you are somebody who is feels that the outdoor health of whether it's a forest, river, stream, prairie, mountains, swamp is important to not just you, but to everybody in the world, Safari Club International, SCI, as they call themselves now, is a fantastic organization to be part of and support, because the more I learn about the Illinois Chicago chapter of SCI, the more I realize you guys touch not just Illinois, which you do a huge amount of work for the outdoors with kids and women and adults, but you also do so much around the world in helping people out. And we'll talk about that some other time, but this event, this annual banquet this will knock your socks off, doesn't it?
It's going to be, I think, our best. It's our 54th. We're one of the founding chapters back in 72, I believe. Mm-hmm. Two groups got together, one from Los Angeles, and then they met in Chicago with another group, and they formed SCI. And it's grown to 200 chapters worldwide, a chapter in every state of the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a misnomer, the safari part of it. Most of the our members are deer hunters or bird hunters, fishermen, mm-hmm. conservationists, recreational shooters, you name it. One of the great thing about it is you fit right in because you're with like-minded people. You have something in common, and the fundraiser's a big one. We have a lot of auctions, raffles, gun giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
The live auction this year, it's varied. There's something for everyone. There's for the women, there's jewelry. There's trips. There's a Chicago Cubs rooftop weekend where you stay downtown, steak dinner at Gibson's rooftop. And we also have a trip to the Country Music Awards down in Nashville. So if you can go on our website for more details, you can buy tickets.
Mm-hmm.
It's the donation is $100 per attendee, but mm-hmm. it's a phenomenal dinner and it's an open bar, hors d'oeuvres. It's a great value.
Oh, it is.
As cheap as we can get it.
Yeah, and the website is SCI-Illinois.com. Let me repeat that. It's SCI-Illinois.com is the website. And Mike was talking about these different, there's silent auction prizes, which are a ton of it, but then the open auction, there's an M1 carbine. And let me tell you, Mike, those ladies really like the, bid not just on the jewelry and furs and stuff like that. They're bidding on, the handguns and different things like that, because they enjoy shooting and because they're like-minded and enjoy the great outdoors. But this is, as you said, it's a room full of people just like you. These are new friends for you.
Right. And like you mentioned, the firearms, I mean, they're quality. They're Beretta, they're Fausti, Weatherby, Benelli. Mm-hmm. The live auction items this year will include North American hunts, international hunts, firearms, jewelries, photo safaris, tropical wilderness getaways. And then we also have a life membership that'll be on auction for the NRA,
mm-hmm.
One for SCI, and several other. And then there's also a silent auction with 80 quality items. It's there's a lot of good things there. A lot to do and see, and meet some new friends.
Exactly. And as I said, it's not just the shooting sports and all of that and the hunting, and you do so much for different communities. There was a community up in the Inuit Nation that lost their, basically it was like a church building to a fire, and this is the community center that everything went through that building, and the SCI ended up half the money to rebuild this community center church without a question. You've done, in places where there's very little to next to no water, you guys have sank wells so those community can, grow their own food. That these are people that are living off the land. in different parts of the world. You know, it's the SCI is way more than just hunting and fishing. They are way more. Yes, an important part of it, but their hearts go to everybody who needs help in the outdoors.
I couldn't have said it better. You know, you've kind of hit it on the head, and it's just not international things or out of state or whatever. It's in Illinois. We deal with handicapped access to to hunting, to hunts. There's a deer hunt that we help fund. We help fund fishing contests for kids. A lot of things like that. It's that go unheralded. We do. I wish I had the list in front of me, but for Great Lakes, we help fund a Thanksgiving dinner. For our men up there. So it's the funds. You know, they're well spent.
They are.
They're well spent.
And once again, I'm going to give the website is sci-illinois.com. Or if you want more information, I'm going to give a phone number. I'm going to give it that twice so you can, you know, write it down. It's 224-636-3750. Let me repeat, 224-636-3750. And make sure you say, Chauncey told me to call you. Okay?
That's great, Chauncey.
All right. Well, Mike, thanks so much for coming on. And once again, what is the date of this great event?
It's April 18th.
April
Saturday.
18th. Don't wait till the last minute. Call now, get your tickets, and be part of one of the best times you're ever going to have in your life.
And thanks for being such a strong supporter, Chauncey.
You're welcome. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Hey, sportsmen. Midwest Outdoors Magazine is the one outdoor magazine that's all about helping you enjoy the outdoors for only $19.95 a year. That's right. They cover the waters we fish close to home and those special waters that we want to travel to for that favorite fish, whether it's Wisconsin, Michigan, Indiana, Minnesota, wherever. With 10 issues a year and more than 1,000 articles each year, each issue is filled with articles by outdoor experts on where to go, what to use, and how to use it, including my article on local waters every month. You also learn from local and regional experts with the monthly marked lake maps, full access to the Midwest Outdoors Digital Edition, Insider Weekly Newsletter, and much more. So go to MidwestOutdoors.com and sign up today. You can't go wrong.
Spring is right around the corner, and Waterworks wants to help you get on the water with a new boat and save you money. Till March 31st, Waterworks is offering rebates of up to $5,000 on select Lund models, up to $3,000 on select low boats, and those Bayliners, ooh, those perfect fishing and recreational boats that they have, up to $2,500 on select models. And on top of those rebates, you're getting that low Waterworks price. So call them at 708-798-9700 or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information on joining a scouting unit in Northeast Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, fish on!
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Somebody say, hey, we want some crappie.
Hey, we want some crappie.
Let me say, hey, we want some crappie.
This is Johnny Bench, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And man, you know, we're only a couple of weeks away from the big Red Crest tournament going down in the Springfield, Missouri area, down at Table Rock. And I don't want to say he's a local boy, but he's just down the road a little bit from the Chicago area, but he's local to the Midwest. And he lives north of Interstate 80, and that's what I call him, local. But we have Ron Nelson, who's from Southwest Michigan, and Ron, welcome to the show, my friend. Welcome.
Yeah. Now, thank you, neighbor.
You've been in two Red Crests, is that correct?
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah. And, you know, when you started fishing tournaments, was it all like local tournaments working your way up or what?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's all. I think we all kind of start the grassroots of bass fishing. Fish with my brother a lot, you know, back home. He got married, started having kids, and that kind of took my fishing partner away from me for a while. So I just kind of evolved into fishing tournament series and then eventually into the tour, and now I'm fishing the Bass Pro Tour.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, you've really been doing this since in professional fishing from like, what, 2016, I think?
I think 2019 was my rookie season on tour.
Okay.
I did fish, I think 2013 was my first year fishing the Tortoise Series.
Mm-hmm. Now, in your first year at the Red Crest, you came in third place, which I was at that event, and I, you know, was cheering you on because, like I said, you know.
Yeah, you're neighbors.
You live north of Interstate 80.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then, you know, in 24, that was a 24 and 25. You came in ninth place, and this year we know you're going to win, right?
Oh, I tell you what, if my name was Dustin Connell, I'd say you put the bet on me because, you know, he's got the Red Crest magic going. But, you know, I've been at the door knocking, having my chances to do great. And I do look forward to this year.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize how much effort it takes. A lot of effort to be in professional fishing, whatever tournament you're in. I mean, you have to be able to fish when it's nice and when it's not nice. And when the fish don't want to bite, when they do bite, you're going to have to reap the harvest, but you have to adjust constantly. How do Ron, how do you look at Red Crest and say, how do I prepare for this?
Well, first thing I'd like to say is thanks to Sims. You know, I always make sure I've got a good set of their rain gear, some good stuff for their sun gear to stay comfortable in the elements. Because if you're not comfortable in the elements, it takes you out of it mentally. So, you know, it's springtime, so it should be changing conditions daily. So I'll look forward to just having a, you know, hopefully a solid practice. But you just can't lock into practice. You just got to have an open mind and, you know, change as the conditions change.
Mm-hmm. Now, and that's probably one of the hard things too, because you have to adjust to down there. You're going to be dealing more with fish going into possible spawning, because they have definitely, even though you're down in lower Missouri. You know, they're still not in spawning mode down there, but they're getting close to it. So they may be shallow. They may not be. What are some of your favorite baits to pitch this time of the year? I mean, you're going to throw everything you can until they bite. I understand that. But what's going to be the first one you're going to tie on and say, let's try this, guys?
You know, that's really hard to say until I really get there. Okay. I'll have an assortment of soft plastics, whether it's a Reaction Innovations Sweet Beaver, probably. Mm-hmm. Probably a Wacky Rig Senko anytime in the spring. But also it'll be a swim bait, a jerk bait. And you might end up, you know, if it's windy and rainy, then those fish down there, they bite really well, you know, on crankbaits and all that kind of stuff too. So you've got to really just have everything kind of prepared. And when the time's right, make that change.
You need the you need the tackle store in the bottom of the boat is what you're saying.
Absolutely. That's my excuse. That's why I tell my wife, I need to buy some more lures, baby.
You know, I got to get 4 more of that color and 6 more of that color. Cause I don't have them in the bottom of the boat, you know?
Uh-huh, exactly.
You know, but a lot of people, like I says, it's you're fishing against something that is in its environment. It's, they have, you know, fish don't, they're not that much of a complex creature. It's just that you got to figure out where they are in their mindset in the laws of nature, right?
Yeah, that's what you tell yourself when you can't catch them. They're just fish, but yeah, I can't catch them. You know, so sometimes you think it's so easy, and when, you know, things go well, it is easy. But you know, here's a prime example. I'm sitting on the water at OH Ivy in Texas right now. Second day of practice right now for the Bass Pro Tour, mm-hmm. And day one for the tournament is supposed to blow out of the south, 10 to 20 mile an hour. Day two, temperature is going to drop and it's going to blow 15 to 25, gusting to 40 out of the northeast. And so that's like, you know, how do you practice for that? Because you've got two opposite conditions as far as where you can actually physically fish with the wind being so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's always little adjustments you got to make, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Now, when you're looking at doing this, I mean, you know, where did you cut your teeth when you were a kid on fishing? St. Joe River or what?
Absolutely. How'd you guess that? Yeah, I live on the shores of Lake Michigan pretty much. And actually, we have a house on the St. Joe River. And that was kind of like my stomping grounds as a kid. And that's where, you know, I put the old wading boots on, the muck boots, and go, you know, catch walleye and steelhead salmon, you know, mm-hmm. and smallmouth, all that kind of stuff in the rivers. And it really set me a foundation to understand tide fishing and that kind of stuff and just, you know, how fish set up. And so it's, that is my home and it's my roots and I love to call it home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm not knocking any fishermen from wherever they live from. I really am not, Ron. But when I look at fishermen that are, I use that Interstate 80 line, north of Interstate 80, we have those anglers have to be used to so variable weather problems where down south they may not have those same, you know, they'll have a windy day, a cooler day, maybe 60, you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, here you're putting yourself in a position where you're really fighting.
Oh yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, Michigan, those fish have a short you know, warm season, and then it ices over. And you know, it did really help me understand seasonal migration, because we actually have, you know, those fish are really trackable down mm-hmm. south. They migrate seasonally, but not as much.
Right.
You know.
Oh, exactly.
But it's been a great adventure. I love the sport. You know, I love what I'm doing, and could not do without the support of my wife. She is the best.
You know what? Behind every fisherman who's very successful, I can guarantee it, there's going to be a whether it's their, if they're married, it's their wife. If they're a single guy, it's the girl that's going to be his wife.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
or family or somebody.
Yes, somebody has got to be behind you to help you to just get things done, because so many things are going on around me, and especially at a Red Crest tournament. What people don't understand, it's a 5-ring circus. I was almost saying a 3-ring, but it's not. It's a 5-ring circus going on. You have to prepare for the fishing, which you're doing now, even though you're fishing another tournament, you're still preparing mentally for Red Crest. You're looking at how am I going to do this? What am I going to do there? Do I have enough Sunline fish line in my, you know, wrapped up in my reels? Do I have enough of this going on? Do I have enough of that? I mean, you're working constantly and you're not even talking about the hours. You're looking at maps and weather and everything else, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and that's what you said, mentioned Sunline. I couldn't be more proud to be a part of their team, you know, as far as, you know, I used to have to pay for that line and I love that line. I've never had a bad spool from them. Mm. And if you don't trust in your line, you're not going to have a good day fishing. And so that being said, I've always been on Sunline for several years now and I absolutely could not be happier.
Yeah. I always tell people, I said, the line you don't want to buy is the one that when you set the hook, you hear ping.
I haven't heard that in a long time. So.
You know, and somebody like you said, Sunline is very, very good with you and good to you. So that's great that that happens that way. The other thing is there when you're at a like the Red Crest tournament and stuff like that. I know you have kids that are watching you and listening to you and stuff like that. But you want them to come up to you, don't you?
Oh yeah, I was once a kid at one time, and so I love the sport through and through, and any way that I can promote it. And with the youth and the young kids, you know, you absolutely come up to me, give me a handshake, get you an autograph, mm-hmm. and tell me a fish story.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You have no idea, everybody, how many, you know, I don't care who you are in the professional anglers. When somebody's going to walk up to you, they're going to pull that phone out and say, let me show you a fish I caught.
Oh, yeah, always, you know. The best thing is they want to tell you information about where you're fishing. I'm like, not to be rude, but I can't get information, you know?
Right. You can't.
Like, and that's, like, oh, table rock. This is my favorite lure. Hey, thank you, but I can't get it. You know, yeah. I hate to, you know, say that to them, but.
Yeah, because the rules are you cannot get any assistance.
Yep.
And correct. People go, oh, no, that, no. They have to go by this very, very strictly. And I know anglers that, you know, had to bow out of a tournament because somebody really, you know, was talking too much to them about what he did on that lake. So, I mean, you have to do everything on your own and make sure everything you win. This year you said, you know, you're, you know, planning in the weather and stuff like that. And, you know, going to be down there and stuff. You got a few things that you got to do. There's a cleanup going on. You're going to be visiting a hospital with some kids to get their spirits up. And then you're going to get on that water, and you are going to pitch and grind and jerk and do everything you can with, you know, your Mercury Ranger, the Mercury engine, Lowrance. You know,
oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a total package deal.
Yeah, you're not going to need the Sims. You're not going to need your Sims raincoat because it's not going to rain, okay?
I hope not. You know, I hate getting wet. I swore I'm a cat in my last life because I hate getting wet, you know. And same thing when I was younger, I could not afford a Sims, you know, rain suit. And, you know, guess what? I got wet with other mm-hmm. brands. You know?
Oh, that's good.
But now I get to afford the luxuries of staying dry, you know. But, yeah, Red Crest is a blast, you know. I'm looking forward to it. Table Rock has got so much diversity. It's a massive lake river systems combined.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the multi-species effect with the smallmouth, the spotted bass, and the largemouth.
Okay,
so that's what's really going to make it exciting, because you could catch one species, one cast, and the very next cast, is, you know, catch the other species, and it's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. And once again, everybody, Red Crest is going to be down in Springfield, Missouri. They're fishing on Table Rock, but they're all coming up to Bass Pro Shops, main store there. The 17th, 18th, and 19th is the final day, right?
And, absolutely. And come out and see me.
Yeah. I mean, and let me put it to you this way. We got to make sure our man Ron is there on the last day. And he's only going to be there if you're there cheering him. Okay?
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I've been 2 for 2, and let's make it 3 for 3. You know?
I want to be 3 for 3 for you, too. And we'll talk to you more when we're down in Springfield, okay?
Yep. God bless everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
You're welcome. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. If you consider yourself a true outdoorsman, then you need to mark your calendar and be part of the 54th annual fundraiser and banquet of the Illinois and Chicago chapter of Safari Club International. That's called SCI Today. They are an organization that does so much to enhance the great outdoors for your children's children in Illinois and around the United States and more. So come to the Medina Shriners Hall in Addison, Illinois, April 18th. Enjoy great food, silent auctions, bucket raffles, bid
it on hunts, vacation packages, fine jewelry, hunting gear, artwork, and more. Go to sci-illinois.com or call them at 224-636-3750. Just be there for the great outdoors and tell them Chauncey sent you.
Purchase a new Mercury 2.5 to 425 horsepower outboard from Waterworks on your new boat or just repower your current boat with the new Mercury, you get a 7-year factory-backed warranty coverage. That's right, a 3-year limited warranty plus an additional 4 years of a factory-backed Mercury product protection gold coverage. This offer lasts only till March 31st, 2026. So call Waterworks, a Mercury Marine dealer, at 708-798-9700 or visit them at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for 2, 4, or 6 people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This segment is being brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at area code 847-366-0741 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hi there. This is Chelsea Cardin, and I'm from Ghost River Lodges, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And let me tell you, one of the most exciting events that's coming up. I've only been doing this for 25 years, so it must be fun if I'm doing it. But on the phone with me right now, we've got Maria Pickle from where? Constellation, the clean energy people. And she is one of the people helping out with the Fishing for a Cure event that we've been doing for 25 years. Maria, you can't be that old.
I would like to pretend that I am. That would be nice.
But Maria is one of the people that really puts a lot of effort and time into it to get so many people out there, because this event is truly people from the plant at Braidwood Constellation Plant working hard to give to others, right?
Absolutely.
And that's the amazing part of it. This year, every year a charity is picked, then the charity has to have not a connection, but in some way have helped somebody in the plant, you know, with help or, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So what charity are they doing this year?
This year we have selected Project Fire Buddies. It's an amazing organization that started locally, I believe in the Chicago area, and it's spearheaded by local fire stations and the medical teams, the ambulances, hospitals, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing organization that has grown nationwide. They're pretty well known at this point, and they just they focus on supporting physically, emotionally, financially, families that have children with severe illnesses, and that sort of thing. And it's incredible. It's just an incredible organization, and the things that they do are inspiring for sure.
Oh God, yes. And that's the one thing, you know, the Constellation is this charity Fish for a Cure through Constellation isn't just saying, "Oh, okay, here you go. Here's a check." They look for somebody who has helped in the community there. You know, they're I hate to put it to you out, and this is Chauncey talking, everybody. It's not Maria. They're keeping the funds local to help the people in the area, because once you get out of a large city, donations and help and everything else drops really fast. And, you know, this tournament in 25 years has raised like $1,200,000. That's Maria. I mean, pinch me.
It's really incredible. I've been with Constellation for a little over 3 years now. And when I started with the company, it was one of the first events that I participated in. And it's inspiring. I mean, it is just, you are in awe of what what Braidwood comes together and accomplishes and puts back out into the community. And the heart and soul that they have, that they put out, is just, it's incredible. And it's very, very inspiring.
It is. Now, at this event, you know, Constellation, I mean, yes, there's an entry fee. And if you want to know more about the entry fee and the application to fill out, that to when you we would like you to sign up beforehand. It's a week away, everybody. We know that. But, you know, if you're going to want to fill out the application and stuff, you can get it online. Where do they look for that information?
If you want more information online, you can go to constellationenergy.com. And in the search bar, if you put in fishing for a cure, hit search, it'll take you straight to the website and it'll give you more information for the entry fees, what it is that we're doing this year, how to get there, you know, rules and regulations, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Prizes. Yeah.
Which is cool. And the other thing is, what you will see people all wearing one color shirt and they come flying. They are part of the plant and family and volunteers of those employees that come and work all day long to help out this event. And it's Constellation pays for the food for everybody and the anglers. They kick in how much money for this is guaranteed money, not 80% of the take in and all that. Some of the other tournaments do.
So 100% of the proceeds go to the charity itself, and to Constellation, which is incredible with the support that they give to the organization, the event, to everything each year. It's somewhere between $25,000 and $35,000 that they pitch in and help us run this event and raise this money. But like you said, over the last 25 years, they've raised over $1 million. Different charity organizations. Last year it was Canines for Veterans. That was an incredible organization that we loved working with. And this year it's Project Fire Buddies. And you know, every year it just gets better and better. And we're just really we're really excited for the work that we get to do. And none of it would be possible if it wasn't for Constellation and their support.
100%. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like, I, you know, besides being the clean energy people, they're also the people with the big heart.
Yeah, absolutely. They really are. They're a bunch of softies, and they care. They care about their community. They care about their employees. They care about the environment. They care about, you know, the things that we all care about, and they want to lend us the support anywhere they can. So it's been incredible for sure.
Right. Now, I mean, yes, we would like you to fill out an application. There's even a phone number to call Teresita on one of the in the forums there. Excuse me. And that way you can get more information if you want. But if you, you know, wanted, like a typical angler waiting for the last minute, you know, and you're showing up that day, that's okay too. We'd really like to know your comment. We really want to know your comment.
Yeah. We would like to know ahead of time so that we could prepare. But if, you know, life happens and you decide the night before that you would like to participate, it's $125 fee, entry fee. We get you a number and you get out there and, you know, take a crack at that top prize, that second prize. There's something for everybody. And this year is exciting because not only are we going to be providing food and, you know, swag, we're going to have shirts and hats and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But this year we're going to have a taco truck on site, and we're going to have a fellow out there with his spit, and he's going to be cutting off that fresh, delicious, hot meat, and we're going to have delicious Mexican food out there that night. So it's going to be pretty incredible. Yes.
You're making it tough on me.
That's the goal. We would just really love to see everybody out there. It would be the more the merrier for sure.
Exactly. Exactly. It's the more the merrier. And you said you've been doing this now for about, 4 years. And, what was your first impression that, early Saturday morning? And by the way, I'm doing my show live from the stage there. So everybody, you got to come down. Even if you're not in a tournament, come on down. We'll have some fun. But what was your first impression, Maria, when you did, came to this event the first time?
My first impression was, wow. I was just taken aback. Like I said, it's a volunteering event. These employees of Braidwood Station and their families who are pitching in to help, that much too. It's entirely voluntarily, decided upon. You put the extra hours in, this sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And the amount of work that went into it and how much they were able to raise. I was just, like I said, I know I've used this word a lot, but I was inspired. And the organizations that were selected for that year. So that first year, there was a local woman out of Cold City, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing, she had cancer, and they were raising money for one of those organizations. And it was just inspiring. The community came out to support her, to support the charity, to support the organization. I had never seen so many boats. It was 4:30 in the morning, and it was just a gorgeous sight. The sun was coming up. There was fog over the water. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Boats, like all of these, just $1 million worth of boats that were just slowly going into the water, and they were gorgeous. And you see these men, and I used to do photography many years ago, and so I was taking all of these photos, and it was just like a picture perfect day, an amazing event to be a part of. And it just made me feel like I chose the right company. I'm really glad I accepted this position. This is exactly the type of thing that I would like to be a part of. And so we've kind of just taken it from there, and it was inspiring 100%.
Oh yeah. I mean, I was the same way the very first year. I'll never forget. I'm standing on a stage doing my show, and at the end of the movie, Field of Dreams, how you see the cars lined up on that gravel road going to the park.
Yeah.
In that movie. That's what I saw at Braidwood. Cars and boats lined up going all the way out the park. And I'm like, oh my God, this is going to work.
Everyone's shaking hands, introducing themselves. Or there's the people who have been, participating in the tournament every year together, happy to see each other. They haven't seen each other since last spring. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome. All the cars rolling in, the boats jumping in, mm-hmm. And then when the tournament takes off and they blow that horn and the boats all take off at once to go and catch that big fish. And mm-hmm. it's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really awesome.
Since the tournament is April 4th, that mm-hmm. puts it up early in the lake. So there's going to be a lot of bass activity on that lake in April because the water is going to be is warm. It's not as warm as May or June, but it's warm, it's still good for bass fishing. And, 10 grand, that puts 4 grand in the first place. Second place gets 25, third place gets a grand. And I think the rest of it drops down to like $250 to 10th place. And it's just a marvelous event that's run by people from the heart. And that's what makes this tournament special. And you'll be eating, and you'll have some free swag, and you'll have a few laughs, and we have a great time all the way up throughout the day, and it's just way too much fun. And
it's fun for the kids at the kids tournament, and mm-hmm. fun for the adults at the adult tournament. We've got the same fellows who are going to be doing the food for the adult tournament. They're going to be doing the food during the kids tournament as well. We're going to have hot dogs and drinks and lemonade and popcorn and all the great stuff.
Sounds good.
Prizes.
Well, Maria, one more thing I'm going to make sure I say it, everybody. If you want more information, what you need to go is to Constellation Energy. Is that correct? .com?
That's correct. That's right.
And then go to the search engine, type Fish for a Cure, and boop, you'll be able to get the rules, the regs, downloads, forms, etc. Don't pass this up. Let's have some fun. Come on out there and say hi to Maria and Teresita and even me. I'll be making a lot of noise like I always do. Okay?
Yeah. We would love to have you. Hope to see everyone there.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on, Maria. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Hello, everyone. Chauncey here from ESPN Radio AM 1000. Get ready for Constellations Fishing for a Cure tournament next Saturday, April 4th. Yep, next Saturday. We will be celebrating our 25th anniversary of Fishing for a Cure tournament hosted by Constellation, the clean energy people, on Braidwood Lake. Since 2001, we have raised over $1 million. That's unbelievable. And every penny that we've raised has gone to a local charities. Each year, Constellation picks up all the expenses because it believes in helping the community and its employees and their families. And we know that fishermen have the biggest hearts. And this year, we know you will come out and support this event for those in need and this charity project. It's called the Fire Buddies, and this year we know you'll come out and support this event for those in needs with the charity called Project Fire Buddies Incorporated. They're all firefighters that offer support and give back to the children battling critical illnesses, and this is such a heartwarming, hardworking group of firefighters that are giving back to those in need. This is the biggest charity fishing tournament event that I know of in the Midwest and beyond. Constellation guarantees $10,000 in prize money, and the winner gets $4,000. Second place gets $2,500. Third place, $1,000. And they pay out the top 10 places. So don't wait. Boat space is limited. For more information and entry forms, go to constellationenergy.com. And in the search engine, type in Fish for a Cure. Or send me a note, and I'll send you all the information at ChaunceyN@AOL.com. From my heart to yours, thank you. And I'll look for you there. Fishermen, help us fish for a cure at Constellation's Fish for a Cure Tournament, Saturday, April 4th. Spring is right around the corner, and Waterworks wants to help you get on the water with a new boat and save you money. Till March 31st, Waterworks is offering rebates of up to $5,000 on select lawn models, up to $3,000 on select low boats, and those Bayliners, ooh, those perfect fishing and recreational boats that they have, up to $2,500 on select models. And on top of those rebates, you're getting that low Waterworks price. So call them at 708-798-9700 or stop by at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills and tell them Chauncey sent you. If you consider yourself a true outdoorsman, then you need to mark your calendar and be part of the 54th annual fundraiser and banquet of the Illinois and Chicago chapter of Safari Club International. That's called SCI Today. They are an organization that does so much to enhance the great outdoors for your children's children in Illinois and around the United States and more. So come to the Medina Shriners Hall in Addison, Illinois, April 18th. Enjoy great food, silent auctions, bucket raffles, bid on hunts, vacation packages, fine jewelry, hunting gear, artwork, and more. Go to sci-illinois.com or call them at 224-636-3750. Just be there for the great outdoors and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella. Black and blue with a hint of yellow, the bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Little cousin to the big boss bass. Perfect fish for the kids to catch. The bluegill boogie. Yeah, the bluegill boogie.
Oh, man, that song always gets my feet tapping every morning. I'm sitting there bopping and going like this, and Mario's sitting there laughing at me and things. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Hold on to your seats because we've got a lot of stuff to get going on out here. You know, first of all, remember, we're doing our show live from the South parking lot of Braidwood Lake next Saturday. So come on out and, you know, let's have some fun. Let's, you know, laugh a little bit. You can see the show. It's all going to spin around the Fishing for a Cure tournament with the Constellation Clean Energy people. This is going to be a great event, and we're going to try to raise as much money as we can for the project Fishing of a Project. excuse me, a little frog in the throat. Fish Buddies, with all the firemen and all the good things they do with the kids that they run across, doing, you know, ambulance calls and helping and getting phone calls from people. And, you know, they really have the big hearts. So let's help them. You know, that's our job. I want to say hi to all our buddies sitting over at Lily Bug Acres having coffee this morning in Antioch. Good morning, guys and girls out there. And remember, SCI has got that big thing going on in April, their annual dinner. This is on the 18th. Don't miss this. This is a great, great time. So please plan accordingly and come on out there. Go back, listen to the show if you need to get the phone number and all that information. And excuse me. We also want to say good morning to the Chauncey's Great Outdoors official photographer, Rob Myers, who's hopefully doing something creative like he always does. Okay. Hang on it, because here we go. This fishing report is sponsored by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Stop out there, say, hey, Chauncey sent me. What kind of price do I get on that boat right there? It'll be a good one, trust me. You're not going to find a cheaper one. Aiden said to me, Papa, things are weird up here weather-wise. I never know what it's going to be, but that's what Michigan's called. Wait 5 minutes, it'll be worse. He said, Dad, Sis, and I went around and we saw a few rivers. They're up, flowing, and muddy. So not many fishermen out. Boaters that were out of the St. Joe area said things were slow. They're trying to find clean water, but you had to go out to deep water to find them. And mostly they were trying to stay closer in. Pier fishing at a number of the piers along western Michigan. They caught a few coho salmon and a few brown trout. And maybe a whitefish here and there, Papa, but it just doesn't seem like anybody was doing it on the money, and they were using chunks of skein. That's salmon egg still in the natural carcass there. We stopped at the St. Joe River. Oh, we did. Okay. Fishing pressure was very, very low. Be careful there. You know, there a lot of wind, a lot of rain, things like that. So things are going well. I hope to see you soon. Remember, I need to restock my tackle box. Maybe Grandma will let me go into the garage and root around stuff that's in the garage. And I kid you, ain't getting into my garage again. Last time he did that, I couldn't find things that I found them, but they were all in his tackle box. But that's what grandkids are for. I understand that. Illinois waters, coho are being taken for sure when weather and wind permits. Very important thing, weather and wind. We got a report from somebody that they saw a shopping cart. You know, you carry all your gear down in a shopping cart. I like to call them the old lady shopping carts. They said the wind just took it right into the Lake Michigan. Phew, gone. So boaters, watch the wind and rain because it can be very dangerous out there. Always pick another day. You can always go fishing another day. I know. You know, you want to get out there, but sometimes it's just safer. Indiana, high winds in Indiana and rain have muddied up the water along the shoreline there. A few people have been out even. It's been kind of a tough situation. Hopefully, well, we're going to have a good day tomorrow. Maybe some people will just get down and enjoy it. So be careful. They are getting some coho, which is a good sign. Some of those fish have been over 20 inches, which is kind of early. Perch, slow. Did I say that slow enough? Yeah, perch a little bit slow in Indiana right now. We're seeing the Wisconsin River is mostly up and muddy. Let's give that a few days to get a little bit better. It's not going to, it's going to take time. Dells Dam. This is going to be tradition here. Up and muddy. Well, come on. You got all that ice, snow, rain. You got to be careful out there. Wolf River, Fremont, ice and boaters, you know. Okay, it's kind of a mixed success out there. It's been reported. Up north in Vialis County, yes, up north there, ice is melting fast, and the water that's on the ice only makes it slick. And after slipping on ice and banging my watermelon head on the concrete, always wear your grippers on the bottom of your feet because you don't want to slip and have a problem. Next Saturday, it's opening of the inland trout season in Illinois. That's right. Oh, man, there's 58 ponds, lakes, and streams that are all stocked up for us to go. In McHenry County, they're reopening up Lake Atwood for them. Macon County, their Sportsman's Club Pond is getting trout down south. That's a good sign. In the areas of Northern Illinois, Cook County Forest Preserves, Axe Head, Baloo, Green Lake in Cal City, Horsetail, Sag Quarry East, and Wolf Lake are getting fish. I love those. DuPage, we got Grove Lake, Pickerel Lake, and Silver Lake getting them. Apple River, Joe Davis County, they're getting some nice trout out there, as well as Bird Park Quarry and Rock Creek and Kankakee. Kendall County, kind of a great spot. It gets a little bit of pressure, but you can, be nice to your neighbor there. And Big Lake, Silver Spring State Fish and Wildlife Area. Sand Lake, Illinois Beach State Park is another one up in Lake County that's getting them. McHenry, we mentioned Lake Atwood and Pickasaw Creek. I don't love to see a name like that, Pickasaw Creek. That's another good one. Whoa, I'm hearing the flute. Yeah, Mario's saying, Chauncey, we got to get out of here. All right. Well, as always, I like to leave you with a Native American proverb. And this one comes from my friend, Apensui Majowat. He said, all the flowers of all the tomorrows are in the seeds we plant today. All the flowers of all the tomorrows are in the seeds that we plant today. How very true. Don't forget, next week, Braidwood Lake, South parking lot, 6 a.m., show's live. I'll be driving the station crazy because we always have fun getting connected out there. And please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Mario, say happy Easter to all your family. Okay, take care, everyone. Bye-bye.